From Greenville, South Carolina, we present... Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll hear from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's broadcast, Dr. Cairns continues his fifth message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, dealing especially with what Paul calls the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians chapter 5. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues to deal with the third of those virtues, peace. As with love and joy, this peace is the result of the Holy Spirit's work in the life of the believer, and it's not from something that the Christian tries to work up on his own. The peace of which the Bible speaks is a spiritual peace, something that is quite independent of circumstances or personality traits. It is a peace that the children of God enjoy because of the Holy Spirit's presence in their lives and His peculiar relationship to them. After a person has been saved, the Holy Spirit produces peace, first of all, by giving that individual an assurance of salvation. Here's where it is important for a new believer to understand what justification by faith means. Next, the Holy Spirit gives peace by possessing the pattern of the Christian's thoughts. This comes about as the Christian focuses his mind on the Holy Scriptures, for it is here that believers learn to think God's thoughts after Him. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled, Walk Without Stumbling. The text is found in Psalm 121 and verse 3. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. If the Lord will not suffer it, neither man nor devils can do it. How greatly would they rejoice if they could give us a disgraceful fall, drive us from our position, and bury us out of memory. They could do this to their heart's content, were it not for one hindrance, and one only. The Lord will not suffer it, and if He does not suffer it, we shall not suffer it. The way of life is like traveling among the Alps. Along mountain paths, one is constantly exposed to the slipping of the foot. Where the way is high, the head is apt to swim, and then the feet soon slide. There are spots which are smooth as glass, and others that are rough with loose stones, and in either of these a fall is hard to avoid. He who throughout life is enabled to keep himself upright and to walk without stumbling has the best of reasons for gratitude. What with pitfalls and snares, weak knees, weary feet, and subtle enemies, no child of God would stand fast for an hour, were it not for the faithful love which will not suffer his foot to be moved. Amidst a thousand snares I stand, upheld and guarded by thy hand. That hand unseen shall hold me still, and lead me to thy holy hill. Listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. Every day we've been receiving letters by mail, by email, and we've been receiving phone calls. Some of you want to say thank you and tell us how much the Lord has blessed His Word to your heart. Some of you have told us of life-changing experiences through the preaching of God's Word. Some of you have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program, such as A New Beginning. This booklet is a plain man's guide to the way of salvation and going on with God. For a free copy of A New Beginning, or of any of the other literature we mention, please contact us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may call us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the program, you may like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a new feature on the website. During recent months, Dr. Cairns has been receiving questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, are there true prophets in the church today? Or, why does God allow suffering? The LTBS radio website now contains video clips of Dr. Cairns providing answers to these and many other questions. These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
What I'm saying to you is, he has perfected forever all his justified people. That's his merit. Now, when you understand that, when God bears witness by his Spirit to that in your heart, that's how he gives you peace. He gives you peace by giving you the assurance, God is satisfied. I am justified. And Christ's all-sufficient merits are made over to me. I stand clothed in the very righteousness of Jesus Christ. I am embraced by the arms of the Eternal with the love that embraces Christ. I am accepted in the acceptance that accepts Christ. I am seated where Christ is seated because of his all-sufficient merit. I need no other argument. I need no other plea. It is enough that Jesus died and that he died for me. Now, your peace will depend on how clearly you grasp the all-sufficiency of Christ. That's why the scriptures constantly set Christ before us as the object of faith. Christ crucified will give you the assurance, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. If he died, and he died for me, then payment God cannot twice demand. First from my bleeding surety's hand, and then again from mine. The scriptures point us to Christ risen and ascended to give us absolute confidence over sin and over Satan. For when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. And in the knowledge of that, we have the assurance that Paul gave to the Romans in chapter 16, verse 20, that the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. There's victory in the risen Christ. There's victory in the ascended Christ. Oh, when the Holy Ghost witnesses these things, we have the peace of knowing, confidence in every situation. And then he points us to the returning Christ. And that's the peace of a certain hope. Listen, this is where the Spirit starts. He shows you the basis of your peace with God. He shows you the implications of your peace with God. How you've been reconciled through the merits of Christ. And on that basis, he gives you peace in your heart. For let me tell you, if you can say, God is my Father, Christ is my Redeemer, the Holy Ghost is my indwelling Comforter, my sins are gone, my heart is clean, I'm clothed in the righteousness of Christ, my name is in the Lamb's Book of Life, I'm on my way to heaven, there's not a thing that the devil in hell or all the demons from hell can do to change that. I'm there and as sure of it as if I were in it. I want to tell you, that is the very fundamental thing of having peace in your heart. The man who is consumed with that will consume any circumstance of life that comes his way. But then the Holy Ghost also gives us peace, particularly of mind, by possessing the patterns of our thoughts. Now, this follows on very naturally from what I've been saying. What I've been saying is, we need to think these things through. The more you think the gospel, the more you'll live in the joy of the gospel. The more you think Christ, the more you'll enjoy Christ. The more Christ possesses your very mind and how you think, and sets the framework of reference for everything else that confronts your thought, then the more you'll enjoy him and the more you'll enjoy his peace. But in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, we have Paul addressing this directly. He says, be careful or anxious, full of care for nothing. See what that says? Oh, how we skip over this. We want to get to what's later in the verse about God answering prayer, and so we forget about the first part. But this is a command of Scripture. This is something that God says is possible. This is something God says is not only possible, but it should be actual. Don't be full of care or worry or anxiety about anything. Now just stop, have a look at the verse, and then hold up the mirror of the Word of God and have a look at yourself. How far we fall short. Why do we fall short? I'll tell you. Because we focus our attention on the anything. We are focusing our attention on the circumstances, the things that are happening. We are reacting to the stimulus of this event or that word or whatever. And then we sit back, and as we think of those things and concentrate on those things and look at ourselves and see how inadequate we are to deal with these things, we project the whole situation into the future, and before we know it, some trifling little thing that we are a little concerned about in the present becomes a gigantic trouble as we look at it in the future, and we sit down completely overcome by what might happen. He says, don't be full of care for anything. What's the answer? But in everything, by prayer? Well, we all know, pray about it. Yeah, that's always the easy answer to everything. Pray about it. But that's not what Paul's saying. By prayer, yes. With thanksgiving. Ah, now let's stop for a minute. Let's stop for a minute. Here we are in a situation that would cause ordinary rational people concern and worry and fear and despair. Paul says, don't get worried. Pray with thanksgiving. What is that talking about? How can you be giving thanks when you're in the middle of a situation that causes you fear and worry? What he's saying, obviously, and verse 7 and verse 8 go on to expound this in detail. What he's saying here is that by the Spirit, God comes in to get control of how you think, how you look at things. You put on the spectacles of grace. You look at everything through the truth of the gospel. You interpret everything in the light of these triple truths. God is satisfied, I am justified, Christ is all sufficient. In the light of those truths, now look at your situation and give thanks to God. Well, here I am. I'm sick, but I'm not in hell. Hallelujah. Could be in hell. I should be in hell, but I'm not in hell. And if this sickness kills me, well, I'm not going to hell. I'm going to heaven. Nothing can change that. Now, that doesn't say you don't go to take the medication, etc., to look after the bodily ailment. It is simply saying you do not allow the physical or the temporal to be the framework of reference within which you interpret God's love, God's truth, and God's grace. That'll destroy your peace. Rather, you take as your basis the truth of the gospel, and you start looking at your situation through that. With thanksgiving, face your trouble. Make your request to God. And he says, the peace of God which passeth all understanding will keep your hearts and minds. Keep your heart. Control your will and your affections. to ensure that in affliction or in trouble or in circumstances of distress, you will not lose out with God. You will love the Lord even more. Keep your mind that you will think straight when all hell in the world are against you to make you think wrongly. How does the Holy Spirit control your mind? Well, the Holy Spirit controls your mind by the fulfillment of verse 8, constantly leading you to think on the things that God wants you to think on. Now, I'm going to be very brutally frank with you. Christians mistake carnal stupor for the grace of peace. You're going through life and you're not worried because there's nothing to worry about. And you think you have peace. And all you've been doing many times is carnally settling back. No concerns. You spend your time reading filth, watching filth, imbibing filth, or imbibing things that the world may not count filthy, but they're simply carnal, worldly, this age. They're of the earth, earthy. Then trouble comes, and you wonder why your brain's running in all the wrong directions, why you can't think right, why you can't make use of the great truths of the gospel, the great revelations of grace. Remember the words of Psalm 119, verse 165. Great peace have they that love thy law. There are things to be thinking about, getting your mind on. The Holy Ghost is directing you to the things to think about. That means he's directing you to this book. That's why we tell Christians, read your Bible every day. It's not just because, well, you know, got to have some discipline in your life. That's what preachers tell you. And obviously there's discipline. But it's much more than that. You should read this book not just to satisfy a guilty conscience. You should read this book until its very words. And by the way, without getting off again on the tangent, that's one reason why you stick with the old AV. Because it is, of all translations of the Word of God, it is that which is most easily assimilated into the mind. It lends itself to memorization. It lends itself to meditation. Get it in there until the very pattern of your thoughts is governed by the Word of God. Until the very expression of your thoughts is couched in the language of the Word of God. When these things that are true and honest and just and pure and lovely, of good report, virtue and praise, these things captivate your thoughts. I want to tell you, my friend, it is only as the Holy Ghost possesses the pattern of your thinking that he will give you peace of mind.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.